Just join the room. Let's join the room. How do you like my green screen?
It's pretty rad. Wish I was videotaping so I could make use of that later. Make it look like you're like going over a waterfall in a barrel or something.
Skiing, because nobody wants to ski with me. It's December 20 something. We are down to the last second.
You're not allowed to say the date. I got in trouble last time that I time stamped it.
Yeah, because it was weeks out from when it was recording, but we are literally down to the wire and this has to go on tonight. For tomorrow.
Whose wire?
I don't know.
Our wire.
Are waiting the people who are highly anticipating.
Person. One dude.
Who's highly anticipating this week's episode.
Well, get ready for a big letdown.
But yeah, sad nobody's keeping. But it is freezing cold. So it's like, what, minus 52?
No, so tonight with the wind chill, my AccuWeather forecast app, I'm going to pause so they make sure they're listening and they give it to me for free next year. It said it's going to be minus 37 tonight, but feels like minus 50. That's 50.
Which in Fahrenheit is like,
free washing machines, because who knows what Fahrenheit or any of the U.S. measurement systems are.
Well, you multiply it by 9/5.
Or you just give up and you're like, yeah, maybe the rest of the world is onto something.
But I think it's like negative 58 Fahrenheit. So it's freaking cold. Freezing cold. Like, mm-hmm. You know it's cold when my winter outside dog nopes out of the walk. Mm-hmm. Like one step. Pepper doesn't even get down the step. She's immediately pulling me back to the house. She didn't even want to get up off of her bed this morning. It was so cold.
Yeah.
And I came home with frostbite on my knee. And I was wearing like double layered pants. So I wouldn't be skiing right now anyway. But I'm just saying, I still have nobody to go with, which is very sad.
All right, everybody. Guess we'll kick things off with what we're thankful for in this holiday season episode.
On that note,
what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about, we talked about making the most of the holidays, mm-hmm. And I have that guide. So make sure you check that out, the guide. And actually, this week's episode on my other podcast, I was talking about mindfulness because it's all about moments and presence, our presence with our children over presence.
She did wordplay, everybody. That's what she's trying to get to. Presence over presence. Or something. Maybe I got the backwards.
There's no T in presents. The presents you buy, there's a T, but there's not a T in your presence as a parent with your children.
Yeah, thanks, Word Wizard. I got what you were going for. I was trying to explain it to the dude listening.
We got backwards.
Hey, do you know what else? So you got a green screen behind you?
Yeah.
You also have green stuff stuck in your teeth right now.
Broccoli.
Here's a fun question. Mm. If you smiled while in front of a green screen with broccoli stuck in your teeth, and I superimposed an image on the green screen, would your teeth share the same image?
That green spot might, but I don't know. Doesn't it have to be like a certain technicolor or something? I don't know.
It was a big piece of broccoli.
Okay. Anyway. So I guess in these cold weathers, unless you're like, I was talking to somebody the other day in California and they're like, what are you talking about? It's beautiful. It's like 70.
Yeah, but they have earthquakes. So screw them.
Okay.
Everybody has to deal with something no matter where they live.
Yes. So I guess avoiding, because we know being outside, being in nature, moving, it's really important. So what can we do? I don't know. Should that be your question?
Oh, I didn't realize you started the question. I thought we were still kind of recapping weather. Okay, let's go back a second.
Yeah.
Let's go back a second. We're finishing strong in 2022 here. That's just what I like to comment on. So your question, wordplay aside, is?
I don't know now. I was just saying, listen to my other podcast because I talk about mindfulness.
So and we set up to record moments. An episode so you can shill the other podcast.
We should just do that. End this now.
All right. I really don't know what the question is. I'm trying. Is it what to do in the holidays? Is it how to make, because we already talked about how to try and make the most of the holidays.
Well, so, no, you had mentioned, I was just stealing your question about in the cold weather, how do we still?
Oh, right. Yeah. So how do we make the most of it when we're trapped indoors? Because this will be this, I mean, it's supposed to, for those that care, it is very cold where we live. It's going to be cold through the rest of the week, but by Christmas Day, it should start warming up. The cold weather has already affected things that we do as a tradition. So there's a historical village here in town called Heritage Park, and they typically do a Christmas thing every year. And that's Maya's favorite thing to do. Well, we were supposed to go last Sunday, which was the first day of the really cold part of the cold snap. So we noped out of it. Things are getting canceled all over the place. Zoo Lights is getting canceled when it's too cold. Once Upon a Christmas is being canceled. There's just a ton of stuff. So
what's Upon a Christmas?
That's the Heritage Park
thing. Oh, okay. I'm like, what am I missing out on?
What we were supposed to go do.
Which I'm very sad about.
I am too. But so the question is, what can we do to still try and make it enjoyable and feel like we're still celebrating some of the traditions, even though we're not able to because of the cold? Because we're not going to walk around and look at Christmas lights. It's too cold. Right.
Yeah. I was thinking activity levels. My favorite thing when I can't walk the dogs outside is I run around the house and hide on them and play hide and seek. And that's always fun. I felt good. I felt better. I felt happier.
See, for me, exciting. I always take the weather as an indication of the universe trying to tell us something. So when it's bright and sunny and we got nothing going on, yeah, it's time to get outside and do something outside. Right. Even if it's just yard work around the house or just whatever. But in this situation, when it's super cold, I'm taking that as the universe saying, you need to gear down. You need to slow down. Light a fire. Get a book. Sit in front of the Christmas tree and just chill. Mm-hmm. So that then lends itself to what games are we going to play, right?
And we did tonight. We sat around and played a game.
Yeah, I was lopsided because you guys don't want me to win, but that's fine.
You had fair share of winning and you still lost.
I had, okay. So I guess then my answer to the question is, what do we do when it is like this? Is just try and get everybody involved, right? Mm-hmm. For us, the biggest challenge is whatever is suggested by one of the other children says no every single time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's their favorite thing in the world, if their sibling mentioned it, they now hate it and they never want to do it again. Mm-hmm. But to try and make sure everybody has a say, we typically try and ask both girls, what is one thing you want to do over the holidays? What is the one thing you want to make sure that you don't miss out on? Mm-hmm. And so far, there's been not a ton of response.
No.
Right? So I think we are going to have to take a bit more of a direct approach.
Well, and a lot of things, like we used to always go see Christmas Carol, but it's not around this year. So, I mean, I was having the girls make a list of all the different things. I was thinking when I was going down that question, it was still like moving and maintaining positive mental health and stuff. And so how do we still get like physical activity and stuff in as well? So I think I want to make sure I add that in.
Sure.
Too, because I think what ends up happening, I always worry about screens. I'm always talking about screens. And I think it's just so easy when we chill and relax, and not for our family, but for a lot of families, kids just have, you know, access to screens all the time, which isn't cool. So, I mean, there is some planning and preparing that needs to be done, but I think, you know, making sure kids are still doing their reading, and it could be fun reading, it could be comics, whatever it is, doing something creative, doing something physical. You know, I think those things are still really important. But for us, yeah, like I think creating that list, because if when we talk, it's, I don't know, whatever, I don't know. But it's actually, here is a list of things. Circle what you want, add new things that aren't on that list. And then making sure we're doing something every day as a family, but also like I get, everybody needs their downtime too.
Yeah.
One, not so much. She likes to be social all the time more than anything. She'd rather be and do a little bit more. She's going on her own to go read. The other one just needs a lot of downtime. So honoring all of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. I think we need to make sure though, we're coordinating those times, because when the little one's off doing her thing, we're busy cleaning up dinner. So when we're sitting down and need our downtime, that's when she's like, what do you want to do? Let's play a game. I'm like, I just sat down to read. I just want to read for a minute. So we got to coordinate time.
So what I'm hearing is child labor plays into this. Like we need to have them doing the work so we can be the first to relax. No? Maybe.
Maybe. But I do think, yeah, like I do think, I mean, with the busyness, we're having that wind down time, but also having some planned things so that it doesn't sneak away and we do nothing and the kids are on.
Yeah, because that's usually your biggest complaint, right? Is that we don't do anything, right? But and my response is always, well, let's plan it then, yeah. Right? And that's typically the failure point. We don't sit down and plan it as frequently as we should. Mm-hmm. So for me, it comes down to, the problem that I always experience is I don't care. I'll go do anything, right? There's very rarely, anything I would be excited to do gets a 0 out of 10 usually from the rest of the group. So I just go with what the group wants.
Like what?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've ever put anything up. Go do. But I mean, I'm not meaning that in a negative way. Like, I just don't care. Like, I'm cool. I just want to spend time with you guys. I don't care what it is, right? The trick with that is then it becomes an exercise. I don't know. And someone needs to plan it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that to me is the biggest thing out of this, whoever you are, is just make sure you sit down, spend the time and actually say,
yeah,
what are we going to do and when are we going to do it? And then stick to it.
Yeah.
Right. Because for us, we'll always default to find a blanket, chill out, day's gone. It's like, oh, we didn't do anything today.
And that's okay if that's what we plan. The only other thing that I would add in there too, just to add that extra bit, I think gratitude is really important and it's easy for us to get run over with the presents and expectations and entertaining other people or going and visiting or whatever. But I do think looking for ways of having little acts of kindness, you know, especially when I'm thinking of as we go into these darker, colder winter months, how do we maintain, you know, our mental health as well? And so, yeah, little acts of kindness. And one thing that we love doing, we never leave. We've got a rule. We do not leave Christmas Day. If people want to see us, they can come to us. But there's one place we do go. Mm-hmm. And that's
the bar.
Are bars even open on Christmas Day?
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere.
Well, maybe Australia or New Zealand because they're in the future. But we go to the fire station. We used to, and I think we've mentioned this before on the podcast, we don't go to the police stations anymore because they're not as receptive, but we go to the fire station and drop off treats and stuff. We didn't do it over COVID because they even said we are not accepting anything from outside. But yeah, doing that. And it's, our brain can't tell the difference, right? When we're doing something nice for somebody else or when they're doing it nice for us, it feels good. Mm-hmm. Even though that time when we went downtown, remember, and we were giving people like, like the 20s, there was a little old man filling out his scratch or his lottery tickets and you slid a 20 across to him, you know, and you're like, good luck. And it just made his day. And I did the same. Mm-hmm. And he's just like looking at me like, what is this for? Thank you. Thank you. You know, and I just start bawling because it just felt so good. Right. It's so good. So, I mean, I'm not saying you have to go and give out tons of 20s to people. We just happen to have a 20 each that we went and gave.
There's a ton of people on TikTok doing that anyways.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's it's filming it to me really sullies it, but there's a lot of people that will give money away while filming homeless people that they give it to or so-and-so or, you know, one of the ones I saw was, would you rather give $100? Would you rather have $100 or give that $100 to a stranger or $500 or whatever the number is. And, you know, if they give it to a stranger, then they get the amount back. It's all internet.
Well, we did this 20 years ago when we were broke and we're like $20 is so much. Oh my gosh. But we did it and felt so good. And
yeah, for me, it's, I don't need anything, right? Christmas for me, I'm well past the material. Like there's stuff that's cool and I'm always appreciative if someone spends the time getting me something, but you know, like I was talking to Maya today on the way, taking her to work, it's freezing outside and I am so happy. I took the time a few weeks ago to dig out all of my dad's old gear. So when dad passed away, one of the things that I took was he had tons and tons and tons of cold weather gear from when he worked the rigs, right? Every rig that he was on for an extended period of time, they'd give him full winter coveralls. And these things are like good to minus 60, right? Like crazy stuff. They don't fit me. Dad's not the same size as me. Never was, right? So the sentimentality of having oil smelling stuff in our garage ran out. But I didn't want to just throw it out. I didn't want to just give it to Goodwill, right? So I gave it to a place that gives it to people. And now in minus 30, 35, 40, I am so stoked that someone out there hopefully has, mm-hmm. you know, something warm to get through this next week, because this week sucks, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's rambling, but the point is, it's those acts, right? Like when we go to the fire station or when we do stuff like that, and we're not, I know a lot of people that have a much more established charitable process as part of their life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's just finding an opportunity and trying to do it through the season, mm-hmm. right? Just to kind of correct course and make sure that you're looking at it from the right perspective. And I don't think it's all monetary, right? I think mm-hmm. if the opportunity arises and someone can be helped by it, great. But it's the more thought, like every time we take treats to the fire, they're like, it's honestly like a pen full of golden retrievers excited someone came to the door. It's the cool, because these poor guys are working, you know, a long shift in a crappy, lonely day. And, you know, that's, it's just nice to be able to kind of brighten it a bit. And there's no cost to us.
And they all come. Yeah. There's like 20 of them who come rushing to the door. Yeah. And it's the little like 19, 20 year olds. Well, I'm sure they're older, but they look like jumping up because they're at the back, like trying to see what's who's come to the door on Christmas Day. And it's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. So yeah, just stuff like that. And I think it's important for the kids to kind of, you know, we've talked about it before with the overgiving that just overwhelms the kids. Yeah. You know, it's an interesting year this year because I'm noticing with Willow, she doesn't have a list of 20 things she wants, mm-hmm. right? She was very selective in what she wanted, and there was nothing huge that she was looking for. Like a typical year. I know there's certain things that she would love to have. But yeah, it was more some clothes or whatever was on the list. This is the first year, right? Mm-hmm. Maya was far more strategic. She had stuff she wants, and she was laser focused on trying to get all that. And so I know they're not going to get overcompensated, right? It was kind of, that's what you want. That's what you're great. But there's still an opportunity for us to ensure that there's some part of, to your point, some part of gratitude externally, right? Almost channeling that good fortune out as much as you can.
So maybe in addition to our list of things that we want to do as a family and make the most of the holidays that way, I actually have resources on gratitude cards, mm-hmm. and like a little act of kindness bingo piece. So I'll put that in the show notes for everybody just for additional ideas, and you can add to them as well, because I think that's really what the spirit of Christmas is, right? And so it's just kind of, and it does feel good, mm-hmm. when we are, because I think, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but where we live, I mean, it used to be so friendly. We were one of the friendliest places, you know, where people kept their head high and looked at everyone who passed by and smiled and, you know, said, hey, how's it going? And it's just, everybody's grumpy and apathetic. And I think we need a little bit more connection, mm-hmm. to everyone around us and just make that day. Even the things that we used to do tons of, and actually we should probably do this when we go out for just the last little things before Christmas. But we would, you know, if we went to the grocery store, we would ask the clerk who's putting through our groceries what their favorite chocolate bar is, and then we would buy it for them, right? Just even that little thing just totally changed their whole demeanor, mm-hmm. and, you know, just changed their day a little bit. So it gets kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So little things.
I'd agree with that, because I think just looking around, I think everybody's had a tough few years, right? No matter what they've been through or not, it's been draining, and some people are coming out of it a bit better and some people aren't. But I mean, you look around, this is the least festive I've seen our neighborhood since we moved in here.
Yeah.
Like, we're one of three houses in our cul-de-sac that have actual lights up.
Yeah.
There's nobody outside of our cul-de-sac for a good block and a half that has any lights on.
That's true.
Right? It's dark coming and going from our house now, which is not usually the case. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, if there's one thing that I would stress that everybody does is take time to see how you can start rebuilding some of those external facing acts of gratitude in any sense. Like, there's the one thing that I'm happy is still a tradition in our neighborhood is as you drive into our particular crescent, our road, there's a median, and in the median is a potted plant, and it looks like, for the most part, the plant has been dead for decades, but one guy, I don't even know what house he's in, every year he switches it. So in Christmas time, he puts a little pre-lit Christmas tree that's solar powered in there and puts little doodads on it. And then in the spring, he switches it out to something more akin to this, to summer. And I wasn't sure he was going to do it this year. And he did. And that's the only thing you see as you drive into our neighborhood until you get around the corner and there's a couple houses, right?
Oh, wow.
So to me, it'd be nice to see, you know, more people trying to do things and try and bring back a bit of that, because I think it's important for us that the kids understand that all that effort and all that's that work isn't necessarily just for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. The act of putting up decorations and baking and going and seeing people and all the other things that come as part of the holidays that may have fallen off, it's all important.
Oh yeah, Christmas baking. We always give our neighbors some Christmas baking and cards. I haven't done cards, although I've lost my address book. So any of my friends, email me your address, because I've lost, that's why I'm not, because I've just lost it. Yeah. But I haven't done Christmas cards. And so, yeah, it makes a difference. But
so that'll be it. Right. I mean, it's, this is obviously a bit of a shorter and less organized kind of episode, but going the holidays, that'll
when
be
are it. They ever organized?
So one of us usually has an idea.
I had an idea. It just wasn't well formulated.
Because
I was trying to steal your idea. That's why.
So did you just insult my idea? Like backhandedly?
No. Okay. Couldn't articulate it.
Okay. I thought you were like saying it was a trash idea and that's why it fell apart.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I just didn't, because it wasn't mine.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeah, I guess to kind of summarize, going up, we're at the end of the year. It's been an interesting year. It's been overall a good year. Still some hard spots, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? But, oh, God.
Today was really hard.
What happened, baby?
It was so hard. I just remembered. You know why? Lots of tears today. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I just remembered. But are you proud of me? Because you said no. And I wanted to anyways, and I followed what you said, and I didn't just go anyways against what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you proud of me? Because normally I wouldn't even care, and I would just go ahead anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Something.
Not part of the gratitude episode.
Okay.
Not part of the gratitude episode. But yes, it was a very sad day for some of our family members, for sure.
We were supposed to pick up a puppy. The timing was bad, just in case you're wondering. Can't just like, went, met puppy. So cute. I wanted to adopt her, but unfortunately, timing was such that we could not. It's kind of heartbreaking. Like, I literally feel like my heart is breaking. But my rational brain knows having a puppy, my parents are flying in this week.
And then we leave the country for a week.
Yeah.
And then we both work full time.
Yeah, I know. I know the rational side, but my heart and Willow's heart. Oh, she's so sad. Oh, she's bawling. I shouldn't have brought it up. She's in the closet and she's just so sad. I'm sorry, baby. It's so sad. I might have to take a picture of her face. It's just heartbreaking. But being grateful for the puppies we do have. Anyway, maybe I shouldn't have brought the Quince up. She's the cutest little puppy in the universe. So maybe we'll get two puppies to compensate.
Oh, that's a great response.
Anyway, all right. We should probably
end this. We should probably wrap this up before I've got a kennel.
Okay. Well, acts of kindness.
Planned out.
Presence over presence.
Nice. Just take care of yourselves. It's a stressful time.
Yeah.
After a long and stressful year.
Give everybody a hug.
Just hit the brakes. Chill. Plan out what's going to make you happy. And go do it.
Okay.
That's it.
To those who celebrate, Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. What else is there?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
No one else.
Nothing.
Dirty atheists are just going to high five each other for like the next week. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I don't know where that came from.
Celebrate, whether you celebrate something or not.
Just take care of yourself and be grateful.
Yeah.
That's what the season's about, no matter where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And stay warm, because it sucks.
And if you're in warm weather, 20 degrees or 70 degrees and laughing, well.
Earthquakes.
Yay to be you. All right.